When the Liberal Party here in South Australia was in opposition, that's before March, they promised an audit of state-run nursing homes. Now, I think it was for state-run nursing homes in regional, in country SA. There's very few state-run facilities, I think, in the metropolitan area. The worst example of that, of course, was Oakden. Anyway, in opposition, the Liberals said, when we get in, we're going to have an audit. We're going to have an audit of state-run facilities, and that will help us make sure that these places are what they should be. This will help us avoid ever again having another Oakden. Whatever happened to that audit? Peter Vincent is a director of a company called Aged Care Management Australia. Now, they actually put in a bid to do this audit work. He joins us now. Good morning, Peter Vincent.
Good morning, David, and good morning to your listeners.
Peter Vincent, what was the nature of this audit? What was it? What did you hope it would be?
The state government, and I should clarify, I was part of a broader consortium. It wasn't just my company. But the state government sent out a tender to a range of aged care specialists to undertake audits of governance and compliance issues in all of their 44 regional and remote facilities. The purpose of that was to determine whether or not there were any gaps in the system in the wake of the Oakden outcomes.
Whatever happened to that?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, is our understanding, and Connie Benares, MLC, with SA Best, asked the question of the Minister in the House back in September, and the response at the time was that he'll look into it, essentially that. We still haven't heard what's been let, but the interesting thing is that the day after the question was asked in the House, we were notified, along with a number of other consortiums, that we were unsuccessful, which just seemed to be a little bit too much of a coincidence.
So is this sour grapes on your part, Peter Vincent, that you didn't get the job?
No, not at all. No. Our concern is that there are a number of facilities out there that in regional remote areas that don't have the resources that suburban facilities do. But it's also that the minister seems to be drawing a distinction between facilities that are federally funded and audited by the quality agency, as opposed to those that are just state run.
Right. Well, I've read the minister's initial answer back in the 20th of September to this question, saying whatever happened to this audit, you're going to do an audit to make sure that these places are safe for our elderly, very vulnerable people. I've read his answer. I find it really confusing. The bottom line here is wherever the state is involved in running an aged care facility, wouldn't we all like to see an audit to make sure that it is what it should be? I mean, that's the bottom line here, surely.
That's correct. That's what should be happening. And that's a mistake, I think, that the former Labor government made at Oakden, is that they simply said, well, it's federally funded and federally audited. We don't really need to pay too much attention to it. But the difference is that the state government through SA Health actually own and operate these facilities, even though they are funded by the federal government. They still have a responsibility to ensure the facility is operating appropriately.
So the audit hasn't happened, and we don't know whether it will happen.
Well, I'm told this morning through Connie Benares that the minister has indicated it hasn't been shelved, but we have no other information other than that.
Okay, well, let's go to Connie Benares. She's SA Best member in State Parliament's upper house, and she's been quizzing the minister about this. The minister, Stephen Wade, he's the Minister for Health. We've asked for him to come on, and again, it's always difficult to get any government minister on a Monday and a Thursday because they have cabinet on those days. So look, it's just difficult. We do have great access to ministers in the state under this government and under the former government. So we're not complaining about that. It's just really difficult to get them on a Thursday. Connie Benares, you've been asking Stephen Wade questions about this. Are you getting any answers?
Good morning, David. And I'm glad I'm not the only one who's confused by some of the answers we've received so far. I think Peter's absolutely right. The minister did appear to draw a distinction on the first occasion between those facilities that are state-run and those facilities that are state-run but Commonwealth-funded. And my concern at the moment is that there may be a plan by the government to only look at those that are state-run and funded. Now, I have to say, at the outset, the government did quite rightly identify a gap in the oversight of those residential aged care facilities in regional and remote SA. They're absolutely on the ball with that. But I don't want to. What I don't want to see is a situation like Oakden, where we say, well, that's a Commonwealth-funded facility, and therefore we don't need to be involved in that audit process, because we absolutely do need to be involved.
Connie Benares, I don't see why it should be complicated at all. If there's state money involved in running a facility, whether it's just to keep the lights on or whether it's to provide napkins in the dining room, if there's state money involved in an aged care facility, and we know how bad so many of them have been, then the state government should use that as an entree to get in there and check them out.
I agree, absolutely. And so my questions really are, I suppose, twofold. Where are we at with this audit? Because based on the answer I've received both last month and this month, we're none the wiser in terms of establishing, you know, where we are in that process. It should have started in August. It's now nearly November. It's due to finish in April. We don't know if the tender process is closed, if someone's been selected. We know nothing. So what the minister has said, and Peter did point this out, is if there was any, there's no plans to shelve the audit. That he did confirm, but we are none the wiser as to the progress of the audit, and it should have already started.
The audit that was promised by the Liberal Party of aged care homes here in South Australia, state-run aged care homes, what did they say it would do?
There is a process which, as I understand, and this is based on very limited information I have, because I haven't been privy to the tender documents at all, but my understanding is that they would be able to go in on a couple of days unannounced to these facilities and undertake audits in relation to the operation of those facilities.
Right.
So it would effectively, I suppose, be like random inspection visit type scenarios where they actually get in to go in unannounced and see how those places are operating.
Okay.
And that's obviously very important. We fully support, absolutely support the audit process. We just want to see it get off the ground and get up and running and not exclude any facility by virtue of the fact that it's Commonwealth funded.
It's almost 17 past nine. That's the voice of Connie Benares from SABS. She's been asking questions about aged care in the state parliament. Before that, Peter Vincent, he was one of the companies that was hoping to get this work to go around and check in on our state-run nursing homes. Didn't get it, but we're not too sure who has, and we're not too sure when it's going to start, and we're not too sure who's actually going to be investigated. Ian Henschke, very well-known voice to our listeners. He's now Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia. Good morning, Ian.
Oh, good morning, David, and good morning to your listeners. It's very interesting listening to this, because what you really have to ask yourself is, how would you feel if you are a person who's got a relative in one of these facilities now listening to this morning? And National Seniors is there to advocate on behalf of those people who are in aged care and their relatives, etc. Now, the Prime Minister called the Royal Commission because he said he wanted public trust restored in the aged care system. And it's been placed in Adelaide as almost a recognition that Oakden was ground zero, if you like, and it was a state-run facility. So I think it is beholden on the minister to say more than just the fact that the audit has not been shelved, because the government has been in place now for long enough to be able to say what they're going to do. And I think they just need to reassure the public, reassure those people. And I understand that, you know, you've said, I think it's 44 in regional South Australia. The minister himself has actually said that he's really committed to this. And I do believe that he is. I saw him at Aged Care Forum earlier in the year. He spoke with passion about making sure that he got things right in state aged care. And I think it was almost a bit of a surprise to him to find that he had so many homes that were state controlled or state run, especially after finding out what the problems were in Oakden. And we should remind the listeners that Oakden was a state run facility which had people complaining about it. And as a result, there were a number of inquiries and now a Royal Commission. So I think that people do need to be reassured by the minister that he is going to go ahead with the audit. And I think he also needs to follow through with what Connie was saying, which is to have the unannounced visits, because Ken Wyatt brought in unannounced visits in federal aged care facilities, and the number of places that suddenly failed the system and were found to be failing went up by a dramatic number. Because if you tell people you're going to turn up on a particular day, you don't get the same result. Funny about that.
Yeah, well, funny about that. Well, and we discussed this a few weeks ago with somebody from the aged care sector. He said, oh, look, it's really important to have some visits which are all planned, because if you turn up and you ask for so-and-so, well, they're not there, to which, you know, look, I'm sorry. I think the performance in aged care, despite the really good work and the really good people that are in the sector, the performance just hasn't been good enough across the board. Tough titties if you're taken by surprise. Too bad.
Well, look, David, I think what's going to be really interesting, and it's going to be very interesting for your program as well and the whole of the ABC, obviously, is that when the Royal Commission's based here, we've got an opportunity to inform the public, and we're going to... And National Seniors put up a website with a page to go to it. I think they will stream some of this live, and I think people should take an interest, because it's in your own interest to make sure that aged care is right, because you or I are going to end up in aged care one day, David. You know, we want to make sure that it's right for not now, but also for the next 20, 30, 40 years. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity that we've got the Royal Commission here. I think it's also a fantastic opportunity for Stephen Wade as the new Health and Wellbeing Minister to show that South Australia can have the best facilities in Australia, because at the moment we're recognised around Australia as the reason, one of the key reasons for why we are having a Royal Commission, and that's not good for the image of South Australia either.
I do wonder whether maybe it's too much for Wade. I mean, Wade's surely working, I don't know, 100 hours a week just trying to sort out the problems with the health budget. And maybe this needs a separate minister, somebody just dedicated to looking after aged care in South Australia.
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because the federal government obviously has the Minister for Ageing, and they also have the Federal Minister for Health, and the funding comes through the Health Department. In fact, Medicare is the organisation that provides the funding. And then you've got the aged care minister who looks after, I suppose, that other side of it. So it does probably beg the question, if you've got 46 facilities, I think it's 46 because I mentioned the 44 in regional, but of course I think there may be another two that aren't considered regional, but that's a lot of places to keep your eye on. And if you're not going to do it with a dedicated aged care minister, then the sort of thing that I think that Peter Vincent was talking about, having a body or a group that goes and assesses that, even if you contract them out, you have them go around, they check it out, because at the federal level, they have the aged care quality assurance group that goes around and does it. So I think the minister's got to think very carefully about this, and I would be very interested to hear what he has to say, and I hope, and I know you will, David, get him on. But the number one thing to do is to reassure all those people that are listening across South Australia that, you know, things are going to be looked at, they're going to be improved. That's what people want to hear.
Ian, thank you for your time. Ian Henschke, former ABC broadcaster of many, many years, now Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia.